Hello, Elise Castle.
Hi, Mike Jensen.
Welcome.
Welcome.
This is quite an episode. I feel like we have a lot of things to break down here.
Sure.
So this is, they shoot single people, don't they?
That's rude.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's an homage to They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Which is a
right.
film. Yeah, okay.
But that's a stretch.
Yeah. It's even more so than The Valley of the 20-something Men, where we're
right.
like really trying to go for a reference here.
Right.
This originally aired June 27th, 1999. It was directed by John David Coles. He's going to direct a few more. He's around for a bit. He also directed a couple of West Wings.
He's a new one for
us. Yeah, he's a new guy. So welcome, John. Written by MPK. Here's the DVD description. Is it better to fake it than to be alone? When the women all find themselves without a relationship at the same time, Carrie begins to enjoy her single status and agrees to pose for a magazine as single and fabulous. Meanwhile, Charlotte finds herself faking it for a Mr. Fix-It, Miranda begins to fake it with her date, and Samantha finds herself faked out by a too-cool club owner. All right, so we start out with
In life, certain events come along so rarely that when they do, special attention must be paid.
Including getting a second latte for free. I don't know when that ever happens.
Yeah, I didn't. I remember thinking like, oh, I don't find anything interesting about this. I don't remember why. I didn't. I was like waiting. Because what does she say in life? There's going to be
those moments that you have to pay attention to. Like
right.
Kaylee's Comet.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, what's going to be the third really funny one? And I wasn't impressed.
Yeah. And and then it's all about the fact that you have these four women who are all single at the same time.
Which is outrageous.
Outrageous.
And they're at a salsa club in very downtown Manhattan.
Very downtown Manhattan. They do a toast to Us Without Men.
Well, first, wait. When I was watching them all dance, I was like, they are dancing like everybody's mom ever at a wedding.
There is some funny dancing,
like
in this
episode. A lot of side touching, sidestepping, and like the arms up, and just kind of. I'm doing it here. You guys can't see it, but I'm. I mean, Carrie does get a little bit more R-rated or PG-13 with some hip movement in those pink pleather pants.
Yeah, those are some pants she's wearing.
Right.
There.
You could probably have found those pants in the Girlfriends LA catalog or Alloy or Delia's. Shout out to my 90s girls.
Because I have no idea what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So they have their toast. Charlotte kind of takes, you know, you're cursing us or whatever. Basically,
right.
like Charlotte's not into the toast because she doesn't want to be like cursed.
She's constantly husband hunting.
Yeah. Samantha makes the comment of like, we're all alone even when we're with men, which is kind of dark.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Samantha gets approached by a gentleman who wants to dance with her, and she turns him down.
Yeah, she's like, I can't. I'm with the ladies, which is like a new thing for Samantha.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of a nice moment. And I don't know that they've established the rules ahead of time that no one's allowed to go home with anyone tonight.
Right, but they did make it clear that it was ladies' night.
Ladies' night, but also, you know, Carrie has to cut it short because she has a photo shoot the next day.
She doesn't cut it short.
She does not cut it short.
One drink turned into many, and before I knew it, I was dragging my tired yet single and fabulous ass home at dawn.
I've done that many times in life where I'm like, you guys, I have something in the morning. I can't stay out late. And then everyone else is like, okay, bye. And I'm like, I'm just going to stay for one more.
Yeah. Also, this is a situation that definitely you can do in your 20s.
And in New York City.
And in New York City. But I remember, you know, pulling an all-nighter, going out, getting home at 5:30 in the morning and getting to my 10 o'clock brunch shift and somehow making that work. That would never, ever happen today.
Oh, absolutely not. I used to have this brilliant idea that if I slept in my uniform, like let's say I worked the dinner shift and then I had to work lunch the next day or breakfast. Ugh.
Yeah.
I had this idea when I would get home, okay, I'll just sleep sitting up in my uniform, like complete with like, you know, that micros card that you swipe like attached to my belt. That when I wake up in the morning, I'll just be fresh-faced and ready to go to work. And then you wake up and you're like, ugh, I gotta take a shower.
It's not good. And in fact, so Charlotte, I think it's kind of funny that Charlotte's the one who pressures her to stay out.
Right. And then she does stay out.
She does stay out after Sam toasts to hot men, which we've kind of come a long way from us being single to toasting to hot men. She gets home at dawn. She decides that the best way to feel fresh in the morning is to just not go to sleep.
Right. She has like a latte in her bed. She's still wearing those pleather pants. Or maybe they're not pleather. They're a shiny pink pant.
And then she's awoken by her landline.
Her landline, it's Stanford. Stanford.
Yeah. Stanford calling to wonder where she is. She's late to the photo shoot. Of course, she's fallen asleep.
Because Stanford's, and the only reason she got this photo shoot, she tells the girls earlier, is because Stanford's new boyfriend.
Nevin,
who's rude.
Well, he does say when she finally arrives, one of my favorite, where this is another like gem of a line that I like to use, which is,
"You're about a fucking month late."
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
In a turtleneck.
He's all business. He's ready to go.
He's all business. And Carrie does show up. She says, give me a half hour.
Give me 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
I said 20 minutes.
Give me 20 minutes. She gets there and you think like she's going to get into hair and makeup, but the photographer who was like very Lisa Loeb-esque.
I said just a very uncaring photographer.
Yeah, it was like no, we're just doing tests, but actually she's taking all the pictures. Yeah, those are going to
be
the
spoiler alert, that's going to be the photo shoot.
Also, Carrie has like never stopped smoking a cigarette from the moment she left her apartment during the photo shoot. Like just one continuous trail of cigarette.
She's brought a decaf coffee. Why is there even decaf coffee there?
I don't know.
Or in general.
Well, I think, you know, for people that like the taste.
Okay. We cut to them power walking.
Yeah, and I love a power walk. I have a friend of mine that we love to do a power walk with, a lunch after. Carrie isn't dressed for a power walk.
No, nor is she power walking. She's barely walking.
We're walking way too slow. We're not burning off anything.
I mean, she just isn't wearing a bra.
She did. I didn't actually write nipples this time, even though I kind of wanted to.
And I remember when this was like a thing. I remember when like the show was out, it was something that they talked about.
The nipple was in,
which good for her, because I don't think I would look like that if I was power walking sans bra. Or maybe she is wearing a bra. Maybe it's just a very light
bra. I don't know what Miranda's doing.
She's doing a lot of different arm exercises.
She's doing some arm work.
Yeah, everyone else is just like casually walking. Miranda is punching the air, and then she's like doing a jazz port-a-bras from a dance class.
She's doing some non-weight weightlifting. Yeah, she's doing some voguing in there as well.
She's voguing. She's directing traffic.
And then we run into Josh.
Josh, who is training for a marathon and was the ophthalmologist that Miranda once faked orgasms with.
Yes, Mark Feirstein. I'm a big Mark Feirstein fan. He was on the West Wing for quite a while, actually.
Okay.
And he's done a ton of stuff. He has a ton of credits, but he's also just very cute.
V cute.
We find out that Miranda was faking it.
The idea that Miranda would fake anything stopped me cold.
Dum, dum, dum.
Which is kind of a revelation, because one would not think that Miranda would put up with something like that. We also have our second time in this series that I feel like we have an homage to that line from Postcards from the Edge, where she says, "These are my options."
These are my options.
So then we sort of get into the conversation of faking it.
Right.
Now, we don't have to get too into this. I don't fully understand this situation, being a male who does not have sexual intercourse with a female. So I don't fully get...
Wait. I'm not getting anything out of this relationship. I gotta go.
Sorry. I should have been upfront about my intentions here. So I don't fully get it. Mm-hmm. But let's move on and we'll perhaps get
I mean,
it.
I think the biggest takeaway I got from this, because that's not a it's not an outrageous thing. You know, I think it's, I mean, if we want to get really deep into it, I think it's something about like women always kind of being told to just shut up and, you know, like stay silent about things and just trying to be people pleasers and this and that. So, of course, in those moments, they're going to be like, well, I guess I'm just going to get through this. And my, you know, feelings don't matter in this moment, whether it's an argument or... So I think it might just be something that has slowly carried over. And I think in this moment, we're seeing that Miranda actually may not want to hurt someone's feelings, because maybe that's where it stems from too for her. It's like she liked this guy.
The first time I faked it because it was never going to happen, and the second time I had to fake it because I faked it the first time.
Oh, naturally.
And I didn't want to fake it again, so I just forgot to return his last call.
It's a lot of stereotypes, I think, playing into one another here, but you don't want a man to know that you're faking it because you don't want him to feel less than, but you also... It's just this whole can of worms that can be opened.
Yeah, I guess so. We have like a brief shot of them in bed together from previously where he just looks like he's really overly confident in his abilities, which I guess right there is not a good sign.
I mean, that's like, that's, I think that sums it all up in general, where it's like not dealing with confrontation.
Right.
Because if you're, if someone's doing that and you're saying like, this isn't working for me, they're going to say, well, is it me or what am I doing wrong? Or what is it? And sometimes it's easier to just be like,
fake it.
Sure. That's the spot.
Carrie's already out of cigarettes because, of course, she has not stopped smoking.
Right.
For like the past 12 hours.
Yeah.
So she stops to get more, and then we see.
Well, first, before we see that.
Oh, what?
The two really big things happen. I think they've had a meeting at some point, and someone's like, hey, you guys, not a big deal, but we keep saying Carrie smokes Marlboro Lights and there's merits in every scene.
Right.
She finally asks for Marlboro Lights and gets
Marlboro Lights.
Yeah.
All right, so we've made the switch.
We made the. I don't know if it'll last, but the props mistress and or mister has
read the
that
script.
One out. Yeah,
read the script and thought, oh, let's go ahead and get the right cigarettes.
Right. Here. Yeah, and then she sees the cover of New York Magazine, which is, it kind of looks like, you know, Eileen Wuornos.
Well, it looks like a mugshot.
Yeah, but you know that, what movie was that?
Monster?
Yeah, Monster, right? So that's about her. There's a lot of documentaries about her, and every documentary has, like, the same mugshot on the front, uh-huh. And that's what I feel like that picture's inspired
That's what they were
by.
Going for.
Yeah.
So she thought she was doing Single and Fabulous! Exclamation point, and it wasn't. It was Single and Fabulous!
Question mark.
And we cut to the four ladies at lunch. At their favorite little lunch place.
Right. And Carrie is, she looks great. Her hair looks great. She's in a bucket hat.
Oh, yeah. It's a cute hat.
So I think it might be the same hat she was in when she went to visit patients and Peter in the Hamptons.
Could be.
Single was fun at 20. But you want to ask these women, how fun will all night club hopping be at 40? Who's out all night?
Who's 40?
Like you're 40.
We've gone through this. Yeah. Relax. And then we have this. A scene where then we go to these montages of all the girls kind of frantically realizing that maybe they'll just fake it being relationships.
Within a week, Miranda met Josh for old time's sake. Samantha met William for a dance, and Charlotte met a deadline head on.
Here's Charlotte, who has a actor friend over.
Tom,
played by?
Tom Gilroy.
Okay. And he is possibly going to move to Utah to be in Days of Our Mormon Lives.
I don't think that's actually the title of it. It's just some Christian soap opera, and it's Salt Lake City, so of course it's going to be a Mormon reference.
Oh.
It almost becomes a porn where he's like, anything else I can do around the house?
Well, before that, though, he was installing something, right? And I'm like, okay, what is he helping her with? And I was like, is that a DVD player or a VCR? Because I was trying to figure it out. And then I noticed her TV, which is one of those TVs that have like the big back.
They're
obviously not a flat screen, which would be very hard to get rid of in New York City in 2017.
That is very
true. You can't just put those on the curb anymore. And then he says,
that is the VCR.
I just feel like in 1999 is like a weird time to just buy a new VCR.
But also like not know how to set it up.
Well, yeah, come on. Like I could even figure that out. But I don't know where because I bought A Walk to Remember on VHS and that was probably in 99.
I didn't buy a DVD player until 2000 when I moved to New York City.
Right.
And I bought a DVD player because Scream 3 was only available on DVD.
Mm.
I had to buy a TV set that was compatible with a DVD player in order to buy Scream 4. I mean, Scream 3.
No one says TV set anymore.
Yeah, because I had an old, you know, that right. kind of TV that didn't have the hookup for a DVD player.
And then we get the questions that are like, a series of questions, because I don't even know when we actually get to the question.
Yeah, the question goes on. So we have a couldn't help but wonder.
Has fear of being alone suddenly raised the bar of faking? Are we faking more than orgasms? Are we faking entire relationships?
And then the actual question is...
Is it better to fake it than be alone?
And then we cut to some interviews on the street.
Mm-hmm. Which, the only one that I really liked was that guy referring to his wife as an idiot and saying every day with her is like a trip to Idiot Island.
Yeah, it's not very nice, but it's pretty funny.
Which I'm going to just use when I'm talking to Mike now. Whenever he says something stupid.
Taking a trip to Idiot Island.
Yeah.
I also don't know how that person does not understand sign language. Like, how long is that relationship going on for?
Yeah, and that's... I mean,
it's a funny ba-dum-bum, but like doesn't really make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. It's not really funny, like in the sense that if I was that person, I would be like, shut up.
And then we cut to the three ladies where yes. Carrie says that she's quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to last very long.
No.
And they're basically just talking about, we'll get back to the faking the orgasm thing.
Right. And Miranda says, it's my clitoris, not the Sphinx.
I think you just found the title for your autobiography.
Then we get to more of the montage about the girls faking the relationships.
Yeah, we have Sam and William.
Dancing,
and then having a conversation about getting a place in East Hampton.
Yeah, she reminds me of Cha-Cha Di Gregorio from Greece with okay. that outfit and everything, like dancing around. Yeah, and he keeps using we.
Yeah, he actually, his character's name is Wee William.
It was rare to hear a man use the we word so comfortably so early on.
Well, and then Samantha has a comment about all the good places are taken by January, which for a moment threw me because I thought, are we not to January yet? But I guess she's referring to all the good places are already gone because it's past January. So
right,
it's a good
like,
thing that
yeah.
Wee William came along.
Yeah, Wee William came along because, which, once again, they're in that eternal spring.
Eternal
so we
spring.
Don't know.
I'm trying to think about, I've been to the Hamptons one time.
Okay.
I did not stay on the beach. I stayed at a house inland.
Mm-hmm.
I guess part of this is that, like, having a friend who has a house in the Hamptons is a very, I don't want to say upper class necessarily, but it's a get if
yeah.
you're a New Yorker.
Yeah,
like if you
yeah,
know someone who has a house in the Hamptons.
And you can just go there on the weekends.
Oh, and I love that too. That comment is made like, we'll go to there on the week. Because like, the weekends is the hardest time to find
right.
a place to be in the Hamptons.
Yeah. You
can, I don't even want to go on the, I just want to go like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right.
If anyone has a place I can borrow. I'm very clean.
Mm-hmm. He won't bring much.
I won't bring much. I'll leave it cleaner than I found it. Can we get to Miranda's dead sex face?
Yeah.
I don't feel like she's really trying.
No, she's not. At this point, she's not trying at all. She's just
And once again, I don't necessarily understand the like the physics of it.
But I feel like if he's trying that hard, she has to be making some sort of effort. It might
yeah.
even be pain.
Yeah,
so,
or like discomfort.
Right.
But she's just like dead face
right.
Miranda.
Right. And if that's the case, I'm like, Miranda, like what's going on down there? Like maybe it is you.
She's just
because,
numb at this point.
Yeah, because he is like really working.
Doing
it
his
right
best.
Now.
He's trying. Seems like he's trying.
And of course he takes, at first, he does what I think a lot of people would do, and he takes offense and he goes, do you like have a physical problem?
Right.
Because of course it couldn't be him. Which
couldn't be him.
After watching him, I mean, he's trying.
I also, she references that, you know, her clit is 2 inches away from where he thinks it is. How is that? Where does he think it is?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit much. Their post sex talk.
I don't know. When I was 8, I thought that your period came out of your boobs. Maybe I was at 8. Maybe I was like 6 or 7. But that's because I was at my cousin's house and I picked up something and it was her bra. And I said, what is this? And she didn't know what to say because she was embarrassed that like her little cousin had just found her bra. And all she knew to say was, don't touch that. That's my period. And so for a long time, I just thought like, oh, okay, your period comes out of your boobs. And last week, I figured out it didn't. Mike thinks that's very funny.
That's really good. That's pretty mm-hmm. funny. We get to Charlotte's handyman.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie's over there.
Just laying on her bed.
So after we finish in here with the lighting, we're going to start in on the kitchen. We're going to retile everything.
First Samantha, and now Charlotte went wee, wee, wee all about her home.
Well, that's amazing. How are you going to get all that done before you leave?
I'm not leaving.
Not smoking. I was wondering if she was going to smoke in Charlotte's house, but number one, she quit.
She's quit. Yeah, she right. quit smoking.
So yeah, he's there. And then we get the third question.
Yeah, we get another couldn't help but wonder.
When did being alone become the equivalent of being a leper? And I think she's saying this because none of her friends want to be alone. And it brings us back to the first question, is it better to fake it than be alone? And I think that for me, that is definitely not the case. And I think sometimes to a fault, I'm like, well, I'm not going to try a relationship if I know that this isn't going to be perfect.
Yeah, I also think that we've sort of had this discussion before that I don't know if being single in New York is as big of a deal as it was 20 years ago.
Right, and I don't, I mean,
because I mean, once again, as someone who has been single for most of my adult life, there are moments that I think, oh, it's kind of weird that I've been single for most of my adult life, but I also don't care. Like, it doesn't really bother me.
Right. I think there's times when I haven't been and I've been like, oh, this is fun. And then there's times when I have and I've been like, oh, this is sad. But I've never thought, okay, well, let me just be with someone because I just don't want to be alone. And maybe that says, you know, maybe that's showing that I've grown when it comes to self-worth and the people I surround myself with and all that, which is good. So,
yeah.
Shout out to my psychiatrist.
Whoop. So she's smoking again.
Yep. Marlboro Lights, though.
Marlboro Lights. And Carrie said that she's not going to let anyone make her feel bad about herself. She's going to go out.
I decided I wasn't going to let a magazine or my friends or the Surgeon General stop me from being who I was.
She's going to have those tartinis.
Okay, that's not a thing. Like, was a tartini actually a thing? First of all, cranberry-flavored vodka.
Is a thing.
Well, sure, but it's not a color. Like, cranberry-flavored vodka sounds like it's, like, absolute cranberry.
Okay, but maybe they've, like... The tartini might have cranberry juice in it, too. We don't know. We didn't get the full recipe.
I guess. Maybe it's like, what was that bar that had all the infused?
Vlada.
There we go. I still have a free drink ticket. I don't know if it's
Well, it's no. Vlada doesn't exist. I don't know if I can still use that. No, Vlada doesn't exist, and I barfed in the bathroom once.
I don't know. I just think it's...
Guacamole.
I feel like we're pushing it now. Oh, God.
Yeah, so I hate Nevin.
Join the club, I hate me too.
He just annoys me.
Yeah, he hates himself too, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't like him. I don't like his toed. I think that Stanford could do better. I just don't like him. I feel like Stanford doesn't think he's good enough, and so that's why he's dating Nevin, who's pretentious.
He's dating down.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, he thinks he's dating up, but he's actually dating down. Carrie's having a lot of these tartinis. And then Samantha is going to meet William.
Yeah, Samantha's waiting for William at a restaurant.
Her favorite date spot.
I like with the camera is continuously pushing in towards her, even as time lapse happens.
Yes.
I do notice that one candle's not lit because I guess it would be in her face, but okay, whatever. But yeah, you have some fun camera work happening here. This actor, I feel like I'm not going to say his name right. It's something like Ajay Mehta. I just don't know if I'm saying it correctly. But he's done a ton of stuff. I guess he's the bus boy.
They refer to him as the bus boy. And he doesn't show up. And after a while, she decides to call her machine.
Right.
Which I love.
She calls her machine. They also talk about the whole, she wasn't prepared to dine out alone. That she didn't bring any of her...
armor.
Any of her dining out alone armor.
She hadn't expected to be caught out in public alone. Without a book or a project or any of her dining out alone armor. She had nothing to do but sit and wait for him.
I mean, I feel that way sometimes.
Yeah,
when I go to eat somewhere and I don't have a magazine or a book and I'm like, oh, I'm just sitting at a table. I don't know. I get that.
And I actually enjoy going out to eat by myself. But I understand that where it's like, okay. But I feel like in New York, in general, now we have cell phones, so that's easier. But sometimes it's like, okay, I have a full day out. I have to, like, pack some stuff to do.
Right.
Because I know I'm not going to have enough time to go back to my house. But so, yeah, she gets up and goes to the restroom and...
Well, she spills her wine. I mean,
It's a very dramatic. It's like she pushes her wine.
Yeah, she like adds drama to drama, and then is like everyone's looking. I'm like, so you not only spilled your wine, you like screamed about it,
yeah,
which you would totally do.
Excuse me. I don't scream often. I just for some reason when I drop something, I get like really scared about it. Mostly at work. One time I broke an unbreakable plate.
Another time, like, a piece of chicken fell off your plate and you screamed at me.
Not at you.
At the chicken.
Yeah, at the thought of it.
Yeah, so she spills her wine and then kind of, like, screams about it and then is very upset that everyone's looking. And it is actually, I mean, it's a dramatic and it is a sad moment. And she's kind of tearing up and needs to go to the ladies' room.
And then the busboy approaches her and she's like, sometimes we need to say we, talking about... obviously her love for William
who we determined was faking a future to get what he wanted in the present,
right? And she's leaning on this busboy in this moment.
She also like clutches her coat when she gets out. Like, it's a very
dramatic, and of course he's probably gonna be like, oh, this girl like is really, you know, she's alone and she wants to be with me. So he kisses her.
He gives her a kiss and says that she won't be alone if she goes home with him. I also feel like he can't just leave his shift right now. Like, he's probably in the middle of a shift.
Yeah, but, like, I think he would leave it for...
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know.
But he does get a tip out of it.
Yeah, I didn't like that moment. I was like, yeah, we're on Earth, Samantha. That wasn't nice. Like, he's a nice-looking man who's helped you out a lot. And you're doing what William did. You're using the Wii to get what you want in the moment.
She wordlessly rejects him and then gives him some money and walks away.
That was very Sondheimian of me. You're using the Wii to get what we want. We can.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So Carrie
is this is when the camera gets drunk.
Yeah, so now the camera gets drunk. Carrie's not acting great. No. I mean, it's one thing to spill your drink on someone. That is pretty annoying.
She's a mess.
It's another thing to, like, then scream fuck you at him as he walks away.
Yeah.
So yeah, Carrie's definitely messy. We discover that it's 2 a.m. on a Tuesday. Stanford is very sober.
Yes. Well, Stanford, I think, is probably not, like, drinking the same tartini. I think Stanford in life has a lot of anxiety. He's probably on anti-anxiety medication, so he doesn't want to mix.
Okay.
I get you, Stanford.
Is Stanford the new Skipper?
Listen, I don't know where Skipper is, and I don't want you to tell me.
Oh, Stanford, just go. Go, go, go home. Take your tired, fabulous ass home. I want to meet cute guys.
Everyone here is gay, gay, gay.
I don't think so.
So then we get to Jake.
Who is single, straight, and a smoker.
And more important is Bradley Cooper.
Oh.
You didn't realize it was Bradley Cooper?
I'm not good at that. You know that.
Bradley Cooper in his first ever IMDb credit. He was probably, like, still going to college.
Wow.
A young Bradley Cooper with some lanky hair.
You need a light?
We're cutting around a bit here.
I told you guys, I'm not good at it's naming Bradley a celebrity. Cooper. I probably couldn't tell you what Bradley Cooper looked like now.
Four-time Academy Award nominee Bradley Cooper?
Did he win?
No.
But talk he was to nominated me when he wins. No, I'm not good at this game.
Oh, I love Bradley Cooper.
You know, I can recognize, like, the really important ones.
Like?
Rosie O'Donnell and Meg Ryan.
There you go. We're cutting into some awkward sex here.
Yeah, I'm like, Miranda is on a mechanical bull. I don't know what she's doing on there, but she's, like, doing some weird things.
But once again, like, she's not dead at this point, but she's super uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I just want to be like, you have to be feeling something.
Yeah.
Like, something.
And if you're not, do something for yourself. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like there is an alternative to just, like, letting, you know.
Do you still have Charlotte's Rabbit in your purse?
Clean that off and use it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's awkward, awkward sex, but she finally decides to go ahead and fake it. In a really weird way.
Yeah, it's just...
She came out of retirement for one final performance.
You're not good at this, Miranda. Take an acting class.
Now I'm sort of on Josh's side. Maybe there's something physically wrong with Miranda.
Yeah, because she has done a lot.
She really has. So then we cut to Bradley Cooper wanting to know if she wants to take a ride in his Porsche.
Which is so 90s. And she's like, yeah, hold on. We're both wasted. Why don't you drive?
And I do get a little confused there. Like, is he not maybe? I mean, they were, like, wasted and, like, fell on people as they were making out. And now they're going to go for a ride in his Porsche, which she's super into. He jumps out to get some Marlboro Lights. Mm-hmm. You hear him ask for the Marlboro Lights.
I looked at myself in the mirror. What had I been so afraid of all week? I was still young, still desirable. I would never wind up alone.
And he returns with the magazine.
Is this you?
And I remember seeing this the first time thinking, how do you not know that's a bad idea? But I guess if you're just like a clueless dude, you're like, oh, look, this girl that I'm with is on this cover of this magazine.
Yeah, I mean, my excuse was like, oh, he's drunk and he thinks it's fun, but he shouldn't be driving then. So I don't know what I want to believe.
She, at this point, decides that she can't go home with him because if she does, it'll be the first time that she's slept with someone to validate her life. Is she saying that's a bad thing? What was I doing all of my 20s?
Validating your life. Well, she's just saying she hasn't done it. She's not saying it's a bad thing.
Okay. I'm also a little bit like, okay, I don't know. It's Bradley Cooper. You go home with that guy.
Well, she doesn't want to, and he's not taking no for an answer, so she's going to climb through the sunroof.
So she Was it even that, or was it just, like, the top was down, so he just, like, climbs over the window?
Yeah, I don't know. She somehow, they've both regained all, like, motor skills. They are not drunk. She's climbing through a sunroof.
She was suddenly super sober.
Mm-hmm.
And leaves him behind. Quick cut to Charlotte, who decides that she can't fake it anymore.
Nope. She's laying in bed, but he doesn't want to fake it either. Right. Like, he's going to go to Utah, And he's going to be in that show.
He's going to be in that Mormon soap opera.
Mm-hmm. And I think Mike was in the ensemble.
I could have been.
And he's going to go, and she's going to pretend like she's going to miss him. I think they're both doing that thing. And I've done that before in life. Mostly it's with, like, you make plans with someone. And then you're both like, hey, it's raining. And they're like, oh, gosh, I know. Oh, it sucks. I really wanted to meet you. And you're like, I know. I really wanted to meet you, too. We'll have to do it again sometime. And then you're both like, thank God.
Yeah.
I think that was kind of that moment.
Yeah, I think they're both pretty content in where their lives are going to take them instead.
It was a perfectly timed double fake. Under any other circumstances, they could have shared a very long life together.
Someone posted a tweet on Twitter, retweeted it. And it was like, I'm really nervous that my friend is not going to cancel plans tonight. And I was like, yeah, that happens a lot.
And then our final scene is Carrie, who's decided to go out by herself without any of her armor.
No, a glass of wine, no men, no books, no faking, no armor.
Now you're going to tell me that you do not know who this busboy is.
Waiting for someone?
Oh, no, it's just me.
It's Matthew Morrison.
I know who Matthew Morrison is. I would probably recognize him. I guess I just was, like, writing at that moment.
I mean,
I wouldn't have thought, like...
I did not know. I will confess, I did not know until this viewing that was Matthew Morrison.
Link Larkin, is it you?
Yeah. And
it is.
This was, like, 99. He was probably, like, doing the workshop for Hairspray.
Yeah.
Like, this was the thing he had to run and do to get a... It was, like, his second television... Or his second IMDb credit ever. And, yeah, he was probably, like, in the midst of getting ready for Hairspray as
he was doing this. Well, Hairspray came out in, like...
2001?
Oh, I thought it was 2002.
Maybe it was 2002. Yeah, I saw it with my parents. I thought it was 2002. But this was... Yeah, anyway. So there you go. A pre-Hairspray, pre-Glee Matthew Morrison having one line in an episode of Sex and the City, which I would have done anything for. So congratulations, Matthew Morrison.
Yeah.
And he did quite well for himself.
He did. And I thought we always have our armor now because of our phones.
Yeah, I guess that's true, which is probably why I've run through all of my data.
So, yeah, we have our phones, so we're always, you know, with our armor. And I'm wondering, though, because maybe it's just me, but I don't see often or hear often from my friends, like, oh, I met this person because I was sitting there and they just came over and talked to me. And I don't hear that much anymore. And I wonder if it's because we're always wearing our armor because we have these phones or these... You know, we're always connected, so
probably. I definitely had that moment the other day on the subway when I looked around, and like 99% of the population was staring at their phone.
Well, right. I mean, there's something more to
do. And I do it, too. Yeah. That's not criticism.
I'm playing this game right now called, it's not Candy Crush. I forget what it's called, but it's, Cookie Jam. If I have any Cookie Jam players out there, I'm on like level 305. But it's a thing where, yeah, I do that. And I remember when I had a BlackBerry, I played a lot of Snake. You know, but I wouldn't just, like, play around on my BlackBerry when I was out. You're probably on your phone right now listening to this. Being like, when is this going to be over?
So that is the episode.
That is the episode.
It's a good one. There's a lot. I feel like a lot happens.
Yeah, there's
in it.
A lot of people that are important that I didn't know were important.
That's true.
I told Mike on my way over here, I was like, oh, I usually IMDb everyone in the episode because I like to find out information. And I completely forgot. He's like, oh, it's fine because they're all, like, famous people anyway. And I'm like, oh, yikes.
Bradley Cooper. I mean, once again, I'm just going to say his name one more time, Bradley Cooper.
Speaking of which, A Star is Born.
Oh, there you go. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
Though I think she's going by her...
Stephanie.
Her Stephanie name.
Germanata?
Lady Gaga.
Coming
soon. There you go. Lots of stuff. Good episode.
Lots of stuff. Yeah, I had a good time with this. Miranda's hair is better. We don't know where Skipper is. Big wasn't here. Stanford can do better. Yeah, that's all No talking to the camera,
but everyone had a journey. I feel like this is an episode where, like, all four of the girls had a thing that they went through.
Yeah. I like it.
Good stuff. Thanks for joining. We're going to go get a salad now.
We're going to eat salads. And follow us on Twitter if you're not Twitter people. You can follow us on Instagram. Leave us a review. You know, even if you are not loving it, we... We'll have our feelings hurt and then, like, be really sad about it. And then we'll be like, you know what? I'm stronger than yesterday.
Can't please them all. Or did you want to stick with Britney Spears references?
No, you can't please them all. That's what Josh would say.
Bye.
Bye.
You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at We Couldn't Help But Wonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBW Podcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at Mikey Jensen. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. We'll be back next week with Four Women and a Funeral.
Anything fun about Tom?
No.
All right.
So, there you go.
You like Scream a lot.
Oh, I love, they're so good.
You are a Scream queen.
I'm a Scream queen. They're real. I mean, Scream 3 is actually probably my favorite.
Movie or just favorite?
No, okay. favorite of this. It's really good.
Wee Willie Winky went to town. Wee William?
Yeah. We like in, you know, W.E. William.
Oh, on the show. That's like his like unofficial. I thought like yes. His name, like his William is played by an actor named Wee William. No. All right. Which also, get unlimited data.
I am AT&T. They don't have unlimited data.
AT&T? Get that. I share data with my dad and my mom.
Okay. Because,
like, why would you get off a family plan? You know, you just, like, you Venmo that stuff to each other. But, also, my mom has a flip phone, so she's not using
any
of that data.
Well, I was going to say, my mom has a flip phone. I don't think she has data in general.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that works.
Shout out to the family plan.